The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana. The news presented by Samuel Issa
and Doreen Ampofo.
In the headlines, President Mahama to open Global African Investment Forum in UK today. Managing Director of Fidelity Bank, Edward Ifa, adjudged Marketing Man of the Year 2013. Ghanaians charged to uphold cultural values. And Spanish nurse infected with Ebola tests negative to virus. First, the summary with Doreen Ampofo.
President John Dramani Mahama is in London and is expected to open the Global African Investment Forum today. He will also be engaged in a roundtable on investment in Ghana and Africa before paying a courtesy call on the Queen at the Buckingham Palace. The Managing Director of Fidelity Bank, Edward Ifa, and the Chief Executive of Roy Cables, Kate Kwarty Papafew, have been adjudged the Marketing Man and Woman of the Year 2013. They were honored by the Chartered Institute of Marketing Ghana at the 25th Anniversary National Marketing Performance at the Banquet Hall in Accra. Deputy Minister of Tourism, Culture and Creative Arts, Jifa Kumasi, has called on parents and traditional leaders to show pride in their culture and encourage their children to uphold it. She said the Ghanaian culture is based on love and concern for one another, irrespective of where one comes from. Mrs. Kumasi expressed these sentiments as a Deba of the chief and people of Teni traditional area in the Kitui North district of the Volta region to climax their third annual Ingoiza Festival. Spain has brought Ebola under control after a nurse who became the first person to contract the disease outside West Africa tested negative to the virus. The results suggest that Teresa Romero, 44, is no longer infected, although a second test is required before she can be declared free of Ebola.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
The news in detail. President John Mahama is in London for a number of engagements, including a presentation to the all-party parliamentary group on Ebola and the security situation in the West African sub-region. He will also attend and address a number of investment forums and open the Global African Investment Forum today. Mr. Mahama will also lead a round table on investment in Ghana and Africa and pay a courtesy call on the Queen and the Buckingham Palace.
The 59th session of the Committee on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women opens in Geneva today. 8 countries, including Ghana, will respond to issues raised in the already submitted reports. Ghana will clarify some issues raised in its combined 5th and 7th reports. These include women's access to justice, stereotypes and harmful practices, trafficking in women and prostitution, participation in public life, education, marriage and family relations. The Minister of Gender, Children and Social Protection, Nana Oyelita, is leading Ghana's delegation to respond to the issues raised. We'll bring you a preview.
Committee on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, CEDAW, is a landmark international agreement that affirms principles of fundamental human rights and equality for women around the world. It is a practical blueprint for each country to achieve progress for women and girls. In countries that have ratified CEDAW, women have partnered with their governments to improve the status of women and girls, and as a result, have changed laws and policies to create greater safety and opportunity for women and families. The CEDAW agreement was adopted in 1979 by the UN General Assembly and entered into force in 1981. 187 out of 194 countries have ratified the CEDAW agreement. 7 have not ratified it. They are the US, Sudan, South Sudan, Somalia, Iran, and the 2 Pacific Island nations, Palau and Tonga. Other countries to make responses to their reports: Belgium, Brunei, Jerusalem, China, Poland, Solomon Islands, and Venezuela.
We had a preview of the 59th session of the Committee on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, which opens in Geneva today.
The Chartered Institute of Marketing Ghana has adjudged Edward Ifa Managing Director of Fidelity Bank, Marketing Man of the Year 2013. Kate Kwatepapafiu, Chief Executive of Reroy Cables, was also named Marketing Woman of the Year. This was at the 25th anniversary National Marketing Performance Awards of the Institute at the Banquet Hall in Accra. National Television, GTV, was among the brands, companies, individuals and institutions honored for excellence in marketing. We bring you more.
In all, 25 individuals, corporate institutions and brands were honored for excellence in marketing. The Emerging Brand of the Year went to Coco King. Katapeko emerged the Manufacturing Company of the Year, with Starbo picking the Domestic Airline Company of the Year. Other award winners include Ichimakuhoma Rural Bank, Rural Bank of the Year, Opportunity International Savings and Loans, Non-Bank of the Year, with the Hospitality Facility of the Year Hotels category going to African Regent Hotel. The president of the National House of Chiefs, now Professor John Nabila, who was a special guest of honor, said 25 years of organizing awards of such a magnitude is worth commending. He therefore took the opportunity to congratulate the initiators of the scheme and the various groups and individuals who throughout the history of the award scheme have the mantle. He urged the organizers and players to continue to show transparency for the continued success of the scheme. The president of the Chartered Institute of Marketing, Mrs. Shola Safududu, on behalf of the Governing Council of the entire membership, gave assurance that the dream and vision of the initiators will continue to unfold. She said they will continue in their own small way, build on the foundation and see it through the next 25 years and beyond. On behalf of the award winners, the new Marketing Man of the Year, Edward Ifa, pledged to ensure high standards in the industry. Special awards were given to Professor J.H. Kwabnan Kitia and Mrs. Theodosia Oko. GTV was among celebrated brands on it.
That was a report on the 25th anniversary awards of the Chartered Institute of Marketing, Ghana.
The head of the Political Science Department of the KNUST, Dr. Richard Amwakoba, has described Nanai Akufo-Addo's victory in the NPP presidential primaries as no surprise. He said it was much expected, however, the margin was least expected. Speaking on GTV's current affairs program Talking Points, Dr. Amwakoba said denying allegations of internal bickering or wranglings within the party will only derail its fortunes in the next general election.
Well, I thought it was very peaceful. It went as planned. There were some problems that I hope Nanadu is magnanimous enough. Don't listen to, take it as loose talk when people were campaigning. Bring everybody in. That's not matter what they said, right? That's how I see them. Bring all of them in. There is some element of bitterness here. When somebody in party leadership get up and say Nanadu is a monumental failure, it's not only just talk, it's irresponsible. Unacceptable. Now are you saying the party has elected a monumental failure? Is that what you're saying? You can't say those things if you are in such a position. And we have to address these things. The leaders of the party were the elected officials, including us. All of them must fall behind Nana. Now they work for Nana to win. It is no longer like it was before. And so yes, there were the problems, and this is why I'm talking about it, that they have to come back together. A political party that does not win elections is not a political party. That's what you are there for. And so now everybody must fall behind Nana and make sure they work together, which means it also puts some responsibility on Nana to make sure that the complaint that is being coming is dealt with. That way they can work together. If you don't do that, they can't work together. The acrimony will still be there.
A pollster Ben Ebsen said the fact that Nana Akufo-Addo had 94% does not mean problems within the party are solved. He urged the party to draw in supporters of the candidates who lost.
Pardon my language, it is said that if your mother is dead and you see your mother is asleep, after the third and fourth day, when the body starts decomposing, you send it to the mortuary. The fact that Nana got 94% does not mean that there are no problems in the party. Every party has got its problems. In a party that somebody is winning by a landslide and you are still trying to find out who voted for who, I'm not saying that they cannot solve their problems. If you think that someone has got 94%, so the rest can go hang, you are building a party which will bite you come election time. For all you know, certain things have happened that has made the next campaign team a bit cautious. That this time they decided to take the money to the constituencies in the regions concerned. You know what I'm saying? If I were his advisor, I would say, well, if you have such problems with challenging this, then maybe you may have to really maybe run a different campaign or maybe control most of the funding. Well, it's a simple thing that everybody for voting, and some people are saying the stakes are high.
The national women's organizer of the NPP, Otikwesi Ajaba, said the party continues to learn from its challenges and improve upon them. She believes divisions in the party have been exaggerated. However, processes are being put in place to dialogue with supporters of the other candidates who lost in the just-ended elections to solicit their commitment and support.
For the fact that we've been able to conduct this election so peacefully and as fairly and as transparently as we have done, I believe that that is a signal of the trust or amount of trust amongst all of us. The fact that we have been able to give, in terms of the delegates, give 94%, I believe in the history of the NPP, this is the highest that any aspirant has received. If you look at it in terms of even other political parties, that is also something that is positive. We've been elected to bring whoever is the presidential candidate. We have been able to work all these various points, right from the special congress to this point. And then we are looking for power in 2016. You cannot pretend. Yes, we have issues. You've all heard about some of them. How we manage them is how we are going to move forward. But that does not mean that we don't trust each other or we trust each other totally. The new patriotic party started not today. We have had divisions, and yet each time we have been able to come together. This is another such time when you go for contest, people say all sorts of things. Beyond that, you don't have a choice as an elected officer. You must do what you have to do to support whoever is elected. And after, you will see the differences. All those saboteurs of the interests of the new patriotic party, they will be ashamed.
That was the National Women's Organizer of the NPP, Otikwesi Ajaba, speaking on GTV's current affairs program, Talking Point.
This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories: President Mahama to open Global African Investment Forum in UK today. Managing Director of Fidelity Bank, Edward Efa, adjudged Marketing Man of the Year 2013. Ghanaians charged to uphold cultural values. And Spanish nurse infected with Ebola tests negative to virus.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
We are welcome back. Deputy Minister of Tourism, Culture and Creative Arts, Jifa Gomashi, has expressed concern about the fast rate at which traditional delicacies are giving way to foreign fast foods. According to her, Ghanaian culture, which is based on love and concern for one another, irrespective of where one comes from, is gradually giving way to materialism, greed, and selfishness. She therefore called on parents and traditional leaders to show pride in their culture and encourage their children to uphold it. Mrs. Gomashi made the call at the Durbar of the Chief and People of Tenyi Traditional Area in the Ketu North District of the Volta Region to climax their third annual Ngoriza. Correspondent Conrad Cadbury sent this report.
The Ngoriza celebrated by the chief and people of Tenyi Traditional Area aimed at exposing the tourism care of the area and also value their traditional food, which has been abandoned for years. This year's festival gave the opportunity of the people to embrace and patronize the locally produced nutritional food cultivated in the area, such as cassava, yam, maize, and plantain, among others. It was also used to raise funds towards the construction of their community center. An address, the Minister of Tourism, Culture and Creative Arts, Dr. Jifa Gomashi, charged Ghanaians to protect their identity and culture from negative influence of foreign ones, and warned that the future will be black if such developments are allowed to thrive. Mrs. Gomashi also urged the traditional leaders to revive the progress, customs and traditions that would promote the advancement of the society and ensure that the obnoxious ones are avoided. The Ketu North District Chief Executive, Kofi Lawson, commended the chief and people of the area for their commitment to the development. He appealed to them to remain nonpartisan and cooperate with the assembly to bring development to their community. He observed that though government is putting in place plans and policies to fight or prevent the threatening Ebola disease, much depends on the citizenry to achieve unexpected results by taking the necessary preventive steps the Kofi Lawson also drew attention to the outbreak of cholera in some parts of the country and advised the people to show good sanitation in their communities and practice good personal hygiene. Paramount Chief of Beni Traditional Area, Togbi Daji, thanked the government and the Kitu North District Assembly for its support towards the construction of the 3-unit classroom block for the Beni Anglican and ANE Zion Primary School, which is about 85% complete. For Radio Ghana, this has been Conrad Kadri, reporting from Ho.
The moderator of the General Assembly of the Evangelical Presbyterian Church Ghana, Right Reverend Francis Amenu, has called on Ghanaians not to neglect their moral and civic responsibility of ensuring that the country attains the development goals required to propel it to a higher status. He cited areas such as environmental sanitation and public health education, as well as provision of safe drinking water and other community development projects as crucial for the collaboration of government, civil society and the private sector in promoting the desired facelift of local communities. Right Reverend Amenu was speaking at a Thanksgiving service to Climax activities marking the centenary celebration of the church at Govierse Kowu in the Afajatu South District of the Volta region. The occasion also witnessed the dedication of a newly constructed manse for the church. We bring you a news desk report.
The Evangelical Presbyterian Church Ghana, Govierse Kowu, was established during the First World War in 1914 under the initiative of the late Elder Theodore Agbu. The church has also established basic educational institutions that have turned out prominent citizens who have served and some who still serve in high-profile positions in the country and abroad. Speaking at the event, Right Reverend Amenu called on Ghanaians and other foreign nationals operating businesses in the country not to evade payments of taxes and other financial obligations that could generate revenue required for developmental projects. He also urged the church to rise to its social responsibility of creating a conducive environment of evangelism that could attract more souls and inspire the needed desire for the renewal and transformation, particularly among the youth. He paid tribute to the founding fathers of the church, whose efforts, like the mustard seed, have developed into a vibrant congregation. The Volta Regional Minister, Helen Ajantosu, in an address read on her behalf, reiterated government's call on the church in reinforcing its advocacy role of promoting peace and development of the country.
That's the news desk report.
The Amir and missionary in charge of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Mission in Ghana, Morvi Mohammed Ben Saleh, has called for greater discipline and cooperation among Ghanaians, particularly the Ahmadis, to build a progressive society. He said without the discipline, it will be difficult for any community to succeed in its transformation process. Alhaji Ben Saleh was addressing members of the Ahmadiyya community at its central mosque at Asafo as part of his maiden visit to the region. Morvi Ben Saleh succeeded the late Morvi Wahab Adam. The Ashanti regional president of the mission, Hakim Beidou, recounted the role of Morvi Ben Saleh in the mission's developmental agenda. Morvi Alhaji Ben Saleh praised the members for the warm reception, saying he can only succeed in his new assignment if the people will be disciplined, cooperative, and supportive.
In foreign news, the Spanish government says the nurse who became the first person to contract Ebola outside West Africa has now tested negative to the virus. The results suggest that Teresa Romero, 44, is no longer infected, although a second test is required before she can be declared free of Ebola. Ms. Romero tested positive to the virus on the 6th of this month after treating two missionaries who had been repatriated from West Africa. The missionaries later died from the virus. The Ebola outbreak has killed more than 4,500 people in West Africa. A doctor in Madrid said she might have touched her face with her gloves after treating one of the missionaries.
Meanwhile, Nigeria is expected to be declared Ebola-free today, just 3 months after fears that the virus could spread like wildfire through Africa's most populous nation. WHO is to announce that Nigeria has not had a confirmed case of Ebola for 42 days, or two incubation periods of 21 days, just as it did for Senegal last Friday. The achievement is being welcomed with no end in sight to the disease that has claimed more than 4,500 lives this year, most of them in West Africa, and mounting fears about cases around the world. close attention is being paid to how Nigeria, with an underfunded and ill-equipped health system, managed to contain the virus as specialists look for a more effective response to control its spread. But there are warnings against any premature celebration.
22 people have died in Nicaragua following several days of heavy rains. 9 of them were killed in the capital, Managua, when a wall collapsed during a torrential downpour. In other parts of the city, emergency crews evacuated families from areas at risk from mudslides. A government spokeswoman, Rosario Murillo, said authorities had decided to evacuate all families who were considered to be living in critical areas of the city vulnerable to flooding and mudslides.
Oxfordshire Fire and Rescue says fire crews have been battling a major blaze at Didcot's D Power Station in the UK. At the scene were 20 fire appliances. Energy company RWE Npower, which owns the gas burning power station, says the fire is now under control and there have been no injuries. Police have warned local people to stay indoors and close their doors and windows. The plant was shut down and all areas isolated before crews moved in to tackle the fire.
Japanese Trade and Industry Minister Yuko Buchi has submitted a resignation to Prime Minister Shinzo Abe over claims she abused political funds. Madame Yuko Buchi is alleged to have used funds from her political support groups and other donations on makeup and other items. Reports say Mr. Buchi's resignation is a blow to Mr. Abe, who wants to bring more women into the top levels of government. The 40-year-old former minister was one of 5 women appointed by Mr. Abe in his cabinet reshuffle last month and tipped by some as a future prime minister. She was accused last week of spending tens of thousands of dollars of campaign funds shopping for designer goods and more on taking constituents on trips to Tokyo.
The winner of Indonesia's presidential election in July, Joko Widodo, is set to be inaugurated as the leader of the Southeast Asian nation. Popularly known as Jokowi, the 53-year-old is due to be sworn in at a ceremony held in Parliament in Jakarta. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Australia's Prime Minister Tony Abbott are attending. Mr. Widodo, the former Jakarta governor, is the first president not from the military and political elite. After his inauguration, Mr. Widodo will travel through Jakarta in a horse-drawn carriage to the palace with its Vice President Yusuf Kalla. An outdoor concert featuring rock bands is scheduled for tonight, with Mr. Widodo expected to appear on stage. About 24,000 police and military personnel are being deployed. Yesterday, Mr. Widodo met outgoing President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, who gave him a tour of the palace.
U.S. military aircraft have dropped weapons, ammunition and medical supplies to Kurdish fighters battling Islamic State militants in the key Syrian town of Kuban. U.S. Central Command says aircraft had made multiple drops of supplies provided by Kurdish authorities in Iraq. U.S. airstrikes have helped push back IS in the town near the Turkish border. Reports say the airdrops are likely to anger key U.S. ally Turkey. The Central Command, in a statement, said drops of supplies provided by Kurdish authorities in Iraq are intended to enable continued resistance against ISIS attempts to overtake Kobani. The statement said all the aircraft involved returned safely. U.S. forces have carried out about 135 airstrikes against the militants in Kobani, which have killed more of their fighters.
Pilots with Germany's Lufthansa airline are set to walk out again today, just as train drivers end their weekend of strike. The airline has cancelled 1,450 flights scheduled between midday today and 11 p.m. on Tuesday. Pilots want the airline to reconsider plans to alter their pension provisions. German rail travelers also faced cancellations and delays over the weekend as strikes hit the railways. Only about a third of intercity trains were running. The two strikes are over unrelated issues. The pilots' union called out its members at Lufthansa's budget airline for a 12-hour stoppage last week. In a statement, the union said, regrettably, Lufthansa has not acted on the compromise proposals after 7 strikes since April this year.
But to end the news, the main point again, President John Dramani Mahama is expected to open the Global African Investment Forum in London today. He will also be engaged in a roundtable on investment in Ghana and Africa before paying a courtesy call on the Queen at the Buckingham Palace. The Managing Director of Fidelity Bank, Edward Ifa, has been adjudged the Marketing Man of the Year 2013 by the Chartered Institute of Marketing Ghana at the 25th anniversary of the National Marketing Performance Awards at the Banquet Hall in Accra. For her excellence in marketing, Chief Executive of Leroy Cables, Kate Kwarty Papafiu, was also decorated with the Marketing Woman of the Year Award. Deputy Minister of Tourism, Culture and Creative Arts, Jifago Mashi, has called on parents and traditional leaders to show pride in their culture and encourage their children to uphold it. Mrs. Gumashi was speaking at a Deborah of Chiefs and People of the Tene Traditional Area in the Kitunot District of the Volta region to climax their third annual Ingoiza. And the Spanish nurse who became the first person to contract Ebola outside West Africa has tested negative to the virus. The results suggest that Teresa Romero, 44, is no longer infected, although a second test is required before she can be declared free of Ebola. The news was presented by Doreen Ampofo
and Samuel Essa in Accra.